So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Sephardic Tshuva of the week. We're going to do a very, very interesting Tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef, and this one really is really the same as Rav Avadya and between Sephardim and Ashkenazim, excuse me. No difference. Rav Avadya goes through the topic very, very well. It is Shelo Tshuva Yuchav Adar, Chelake Siman Mem Vav. Needless to say, he does a good job with this. So the question that we're dealing with is a person allowed to cut down. This man has a bunch of fruit trees, and he wants to know if he can cut down some anafim, some of the branches from the fruit trees, in order for schach for his sukkah. I figure we're heading towards the Yamim Noraim and the Chagim, so it's good to talk about these topics. Now, or is this a prohibition of lotishki deitza, prohibition to cut down a fruit tree? So let's read from the Rambam in Hilchot Melachim, Perek Vav, Melacha Hey. He says as follows, anyone who cuts down a fruit tree, derech hashchata, meaning just in a destructive way, is lokeh. It's a Torah level violation, but it's permissible to cut down a tree if that tree was damaging other tree, that fruit tree is damaging other trees, or it's producing so little fruit that its wood is worth more than its fruit. So Torah only prohibits it in a destructive manner. So it would seem to be just straight out from the Rambam, Rav Avadya notes, that as long as it's not done in a destructive way, it's done for the purpose of a mitzvah. And here the mitzvah of sukkah would be allowed. It would also seem to be supported with this. You have Mishnah Maseret Tamid that says straight out, Kol Ha'itzim K'shirim L'Ma'arachah, can use all wood for the mizbeach, for the fire in the mizbeach, except of an olive tree and from grapes. Why? Because that doesn't make a good fire. It makes too much smoke, or it's not good wood. But they actually did use wood from a fig tree and from a nut tree. So you see that you can actually clearly cut down branches from a tree, or even cut down the tree possibly for a fruit tree for the use of a mitzvah. Here it's for the it's for the wood on the mizbeach and the Beit HaMikdash. So what's going on over here? So why is that allowed? Doesn't the Torah say you can't cut down the fruit tree? Why is it allowed to cut down these? How is it the Mishnah and Tamid reports that they would actually cut down fig and nut trees to use for the Beit HaMikdash? The two answers the Achronim give. So one answer is that the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva gives the answer that we're talking about that was done for Tzorach Mitzvah. It was done for the Mitzvah. Done for Mitzvah. It's Mutar. The Mishnah Lamelech says that the prohibition of destroying the fruit tree is only if you destroy the tree. But if you just remove some of the branches, you don't destroy the tree, then that is not a problem. Okay, so that should be the halachas. That should be the end of the discussion. It should be mutar. What's there to talk about? Well, there is a little bit more to talk about. There's a lot more to talk about because as follows. First of all, you have the Tzava'av Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. He's one of the Rishonim, very interesting Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. He has a very interesting ethical will. He writes that if there's a fruit tree, don't cut it down. Now, why do you bother saying that? That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's the Torah. And Parashat Shofetim says that. What's the Chidush? The Chidush is, Maran Achidah explains, it means even if it's in situations where it's mutar, don't do it. Now, why is he saying this? He's saying this, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, because already the Gemara Baba Kama, Tzadi Alfam Abet, says that it talks about a story about Rabbi Hanina said his son Shivchat died because he cut down a fig tree in it Shelo Bizmano before its time, and the proper not on a proper time. So we see this cutting down a fruit tree is very, very a dangerous issue, and you have to be very strict. And Rav Avadya quotes from Rav Chaim Palagi. In Shelot Tshuvot Chaim Biyat, Siman Kav Dalet, it's saying that we should have Rabbi Machmir in Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in his Tzava'ah. And Chamir Sakanta Meisura, we have to be more strict when it comes to danger than it comes to just to a regular prohibition. And therefore, he wants you to be very, very careful about it. So therefore, what Rav Avadya says like this, he said the solution is like this. His conclusion is, it is permissible to cut down trees from a fruit tree for a sukkah. It does not violate the prohibition of Baal Tashchit. But in order to, because you're worried about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, you're worried about the Gemara Baba Kama, about that story with Shivkat, the one who, the son of Rabbi Chanina, who died because he cut down a fruit tree. So he says, do it through a guy, and a Jew shouldn't be helping him with cutting it down. Good. That would be the best way to get it. And he says, if he has trees where you can get use branches for the sukkah, that's a non fruit bearing tree. Tree that doesn't bear fruit, ilan not serek. That would be the best way to do it. So it avoids any concern altogether. And finally, Rav Vajja just properly, of course, concludes by saying that you're not allowed to cut down branches from trees that belong to the government or belong to the municipality, and if they're makpidin, they very much don't want you to cut it down, even though you're doing a mitzvah, and that's gezel, it's theft. And if you sukkah was made from schach that has such that was cut down in this way, that would be a problem. You would admit such a problem to the extent which that sukkah, you should not make a bracha on eating in such a sukkah. Sukkah gzula, the schach is stolen. So we have to be very makbid about that. Very interesting issue. Shelo tshuvot yechavadar chelakei siman nemvav, worth learning carefully. Wishing everybody a great day with a great week with much bracha, much bryut.